Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Three North Bay defendants have been charged in the overdose death of a father and his 13-month-old child. KCBS's Marky Schaefer joins us at the News Center with the details of the U.S. Attorney's Office at the Federal Building in San Francisco. Marky?
Rebecca, the U.S. Attorney's Office has charged three Santa Rosa residents, 29-year-old Leanna Zamora, 32-year-old Lindsay Williams, and 26-year-old Shane Craddy with criminal charges. Zamora and Williams are in state custody, Shane Craddy in federal custody in Texas.
The defendants are charged with the distribution of fentanyl resulting in death. These federal charges carry a maximum sentence of 20 years imprisonment.
That is U.S. Attorney David Anderson, who gave praise to the police work in partnership with Santa Rosa.
And to also trace the distribution of the drugs back, as I say, three links in the chain to the Tenderloin.
Anderson said he had grave concerns about what he calls an open-air drug market in the Tenderloin. The death of Father Patrick O'Neill and his 13-month-old son, Liam Savoy O'Neill, in Santa Rosa followed a $125 fentanyl purchase, according to USDEA Acting Special Agent in Charge, Kurt Fallon.
With this big picture in mind, we have doubled down our efforts in the Tenderloin. Our message remains the same. We will continue to do everything in our power to prevent these bold criminals from destroying any more lives.
A federal initiative in the Tenderloin, known as FIT, was announced 3 months ago. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Thank you, Margie. San Francisco's homeless population lined up by the hundreds outside the Bill Graham Civic Center for free services today. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us Project Homeless Connect offers legal, medical, dental, vision, and mental health care.
They offered flu shots, fresh socks, haircuts, and even pet needs for Jose.
I might be getting evicted and stuff, so I'm looking for some paralegal help.
Even in a light rain, people lined up on Larkin Street a block deep, 2.5 hours early to get inside and to access these services. Charles pretty clearly needs glasses and...
I need to have work on my teeth real bad, and they do an exam and set you up for an appointment.
Ivy Devlin with Sprint and free phone services.
And anything where we can connect a person with a relative or a friend or a loved one, that's what really what makes our day.
The giving was everywhere. Massages and voter registration, help with the DMV, all done with a big dose of dignity. In San Francisco, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Officials held a ribbon cutting in Petaluma today, marking the completion of a 4-mile-long, $140 million widening of Highway 101. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us and reports the so-called Narrows has been one of the most congested roadways in the Bay Area. Jeffrey?
Yeah, not as narrow as it used to be, I can tell you. This section of highway includes HOV lanes and a bike path. It's part of a larger 17-mile-long project linking Marin and Sonoma counties. This is California Assemblymember Mark Levine.
When we talk about a connector like this, widening the Narrows, we're really talking about getting people to work, whether they're teachers in a classroom or whatever job they may have. But at the end of the day, getting people home to their children, helping them out with homework, helping to put a healthy meal on the table, and having this roadway widened is going to help them do that.
Planning for the highway project began more than 20 years ago. Safety was always a concern. There were at one time 12 private driveways that connected directly to the narrow four-lane highway. Project manager Wajahad Nias.
We used to have recurring flooding problem at San Antonio Creek, and we had to close the highway occasionally in the winter times. So now that we have raised the elevation, so that problem goes away. So that's a big safety issue that we had.
Now, what remains to be built is a 7-mile-long section of Novato to the Sonoma County line. I'm in Petaluma, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.